KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, one more day of the State Boys Basketball Championships before that tournament concludes today in Des Moines. In yesterday's action, the Class 1A consolation, Montezuma downed West Fork 78-72. In the 2A consolation match, it was Comanche over Trainer 77-66. Comanche building a commanding lead through the first three quarters of that contest. Through the strength of balanced scoring, they had five players in double figures, including Mike Delzell and L.J. Henderson leading the way with 16 points each. Zach Irwin had 14 for Comanche in that contest. For Trainer, three players in double figures. Jack Stogdill led the way with 17. Jack Tarks had 16, while Tim Zimmerman had 14 points in that contest yesterday for the Trainer Cardinals, who end their season 25-3. In the 3A semifinals yesterday, Norwalk advanced to the title game with a 79-61 win over Ballard and Sergeant Bluff Luton, 55-46 winners over Clear Creek Amana. The 4A semifinals saw Waukee beat Ankeny Centennial 68-62, while Ankeny upset Cedar Falls, the two-time defending champs, 71-57. Now, today's schedule looks like this. The 3A consolation game will get the day started this morning at 10:20 with Ballard facing Clear Creek Amana. In Class 4A, the consolation game is at 11:55 this morning. Ankeny Centennial playing Cedar Falls. That's actually the top two seeds in the tournament battling in the consolation game. Then the championships begin. The 1A title game is at 2 o'clock this afternoon with second-seeded Bishop Garrigan facing 8-seed Wapsie Valley. In the 2A championship game, it's top-seeded Boyden Hall against number 3-seed North Lynn. That's a 3:45 matchup this afternoon. At 6:35 tonight, the 3A championship game has top-seed Norwalk facing number 6, Sergeant Bluff Luton. And then the 4A title game will be at 8:35 tonight as 4th-seeded Waukee will face 6th-seeded Ankeny in the big school championship game. Now, things will be a little different today for the final day of the championships. The Iowa High School Athletic Association's tourney will end today with spectator restrictions due to COVID-19. The consolation and finals at Wells Fargo Arena will be played as scheduled. Only team members, game officials, essential tournament workers, Iowa Event Center staff, limited credentialed media, and select school spectators will be allowed inside the facility. And those spectators will be asked to leave the facility once their game is completed. Other spectators and previously scheduled award recipients and visitors won't be permitted. They're limiting the number of folks who can come from each school to just 100 people per school. And athletic officials are instructing schools that those tickets should probably go to immediate family members. Well, there'll be no hoops, hardball, hockey, or hazards for a while. The NCAA has canceled the men's and women's basketball tournaments because of the spread of COVID-19. The decision came one day after the NCAA announced games that were scheduled to start next week would be played in mostly empty arenas. That plan was scrapped as every major American sports league put the brakes on their seasons due to concerns about the pandemic. The NCAA also canceled its championships in every winter and spring sport, including hockey, baseball, and lacrosse. All remaining Division I conference basketball tournaments have been canceled, moments away from tip-off at some arenas, and minutes apart, each Power 5 conference canceled its remaining games. The Big East game between Creighton and St. John's began at Madison Square Garden, but was called off at halftime. Smaller conferences followed suit, shutting down their tournaments. Major League Baseball has delayed the start of its season by at least 2 weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak. Opening day had been scheduled for March 26th, and the decision announced by Commissioner Rob Manfred left open whether each team would still play 162 games. MLB also suspended the rest of its spring training schedule. The NHL has put its season on pause, effective immediately because of the COVID-19. That move came one day after the NBA suspended its season following a positive test for COVID-19 by a Utah Jazz player. Commissioner Gary Bettman said the hope is to resume play later and still award the Stanley Cup. The NHL Players Association backed the decision, calling it an appropriate course of action at this time. The PGA has canceled the remainder of the Players' Championship along with three tournaments leading up to the Masters. Tour officials had planned to ban spectators for at least the next month, beginning with the second round today at TPC Sawgrass, but also shut down where the Valspar Championship next week near Tampa, the Dell Match Play in Austin, Texas, and the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio. Hideki Matsui was the first round leader, shooting a 6-under par 63. The Formula One racing season opening Australian Grand Prix was canceled amid concerns over the spreading COVID-19. The decision followed criticism from six-time world champion Lewis Hamilton, who openly questioned the wisdom of staging the race while the other sports were canceling competition because of the pandemic. McLaren had already withdrawn from the event after one of its team members tested positive for the virus. McLaren said 14 other team members would also remain in quarantine in Australia for 14 days. The Toronto Raptors say their players, coaches, and traveling staff have been advised to isolate themselves for 14 days because they recently played the Utah Jazz. Utah center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the COVID-19 virus, prompting the NBA to suspend its season Wednesday until further notice. A second member of the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, has since confirmed he's also tested positive. The Washington Wizards say their players, coaches, and basketball operations personnel will self-quarantine for the next 3 to 4 days because they played at the Utah Jazz on February 29th. Washington also played Tuesday against the New York Knicks, another recent opponent of the Jazz. The Detroit Pistons and Boston Celtics all said they were having some players and staff self-quarantine for as many as 14 days. Like the Raptors and Wizards, the Pistons and Celtics have had recent games against the Jazz. The San Jose Sharks say a part-time employee at their arena has tested positive for the virus. The team says the person last worked a game on March 3rd, 2 days before the Santa Clara County Public Health Department recommended moratorium on public gatherings of more than 1,000 people. NFL teams are curtailing or completely stopping scouting operations as a safeguard against the spread of that coronavirus. The Washington Redskins, Minnesota Vikings, Miami Dolphins, Tennessee Titans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and New York Jets have ordered their scouts and assistant coaches to return home. The league canceled its main owners' meeting scheduled for later this month in Palm Beach, Florida. The LPGA has postponed 3 U.S.-based tournaments, including the ANA Inspiration in Rancho Mirage, California, April 2nd through the 5th. The ANA Inspiration is the first major of the LPGA season. IndyCar and NASCAR will both race this weekend without spectators over fears of the COVID-19 pandemic. IndyCar is scheduled to open its season Sunday on the streets of St. Petersburg, Florida. NASCAR will race this week at Atlanta and next week at Homestead Miami Speedway under similar restrictions. The ATP has suspended all men's professional tennis tournaments for 6 weeks because of the outbreak. The WTA is dropping next week's tournament in Guadalajara, Mexico, and April tournaments in Bogota, Colombia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Churchill Downs said preparations to hold the Kentucky Derby on May 2nd are up in the air. Track officials issued a statement saying that with the event still 7 weeks away, a decision will be made closer to that date with respect to postponing the event later in the year. Well, following the official statement from Major League Baseball Thursday afternoon, the St. Louis Cardinals are making contingency plans and proactively monitoring the coronavirus situation. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the cancellation of spring training games for all 30 clubs, along with at least a 2-week delay to the start of the 2020 opening day. Bill DeWitt Jr., the Cardinals chairman and CEO, said Thursday, from the beginning of this uncertain global pandemic, we've emphasized the safety of our fans, players, and staff. He said we're supportive of the decision by MLB, which allows us additional time to navigate this evolving situation and prioritize the safety of everyone. One of those guidelines involves the creation of an internal task force, which the Cardinals have already established. The internal task force, led by Vice President of Stadium Operations Matt Gifford, will implement guidelines from the league, review updates from local and state health departments, and communicate important messages on behalf of the club. John Mozeliak, the President of Baseball Operations, said at this time spring training camps in Jupiter remain open for player workouts and training, but our practice fields and facility will be closed to the public. Mozeliak also said we anticipate fans will have questions about their ticket purchases for those first 2 weeks as well as for future games. They said at this time we are still working through our approach to handling ticketing issues and we'll be communicating the details to fans soon. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.